Also, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Wake Forest. He was named head coach back in December of 2013. Eighth season with the Demon Deacons. Led Wake Forest to the ACC Atlantic title this season. They're 10-2 on the year. They're number 16 in the college football rankings, and it's a big one. It's coming up Saturday night, ACC Championship game. Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, Dave Clawson is the head coach there. Dave, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks again for having me on. It's always an honor to be able to speak with you.
It's always good to have you, Dave, and I appreciate you making time for it once again. You beat Boston College on Saturday to clinch your spot in the ACC Championship game. So let me start right there. What's it mean to be in that game, and what has the week been like so far in preparing for the championship?
Well, it's great to be in this game. If you're coaching football this weekend, it means you're playing for a championship. And, you know, we've been here as a staff for 8 years. Some of our players have been here 4, 5, 6 years. And it's the accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifices by a lot of people. So to be able to represent the ACC Atlantic with programs like Clemson and Florida State and North Carolina State, and for it to be us, is, I think, a great accomplishment for our young men.
You know, I'm glad you laid it out like that, because when you talk about those programs and that tradition, I go back to the summer. And over the summer, your quarterback, Sam Hartman, said, quote, "If we don't win 10 games this year, that would be a disappointment," end of quote. Given that the school has won 10 games only once in program history, it seemed like a bold statement, but was it? Like, did that seem bold to you, or did that seem right on target?
Well, when we first got here, I think to just get to a bowl game and to win 6 games was an accomplishment. And then we were able to get to 5 bowls in a row. And I said it to our staff and I said it to our team. I said, you know, getting to a bowl is an important accomplishment and one that we always want to do. But if that's our only goal this year, we're setting our sights too low. I really thought we had a chance to have an exceptional team this year. We had a lot of good players back. We have depth. And I just think we have a lot of talented players on our football team that if we could find a way to win close games and stay healthy, we had a chance to maybe get to double-digit wins. And it was a challenge that the players embraced. You know, we've had some bounces of the ball go our way, but we've been a very consistent, very competitive football team all year.
We're talking to Dave Clawson. You know, the performance this year, Dave, has been really interesting in the sense that earlier this season you told ESPN, "We can't take lesser talent and win the race, so we had to change the race." I think that's a really interesting statement. What does that mean exactly, and how did you go about changing the race?
I think it's really in two ways. You know, in an era that everybody focuses on what your recruiting class is ranked and how many stars recruits have, we focus on what we think a player can become. And just because maybe they're not at a certain point as a senior in high school, we focus on where can they be in 2 or 3 years. So there's times that we take guys that are maybe just a year away from a developmental standpoint, and we redshirt them. I think of all the Power 5 programs in the country, we redshirt more players than most, or if all of them. And then the second thing is schematically, we're a little bit non-traditional. We do some different things on offense that's unique to us that makes preparing for us in a week, you know, somewhat difficult. We don't run triple option like an Army or an Air Force or a Navy, but it is a different offensive scheme that I think, again, makes us a tough prep in a week. And we have talented players, but I think it's the redshirting and our RPO offensive system that just we're a little bit non-traditional, and we probably have to be that way here. You know, if we just say we're going to try to recruit against Clemson and Florida State, and then not redshirt guys and run the same systems they do, that's probably not going to have a great outcome for us.
I like that. Dave Clawson joining us. I'll tell you why I like that. Just schematically speaking, I think what you're getting at, for instance, back in October, you scored 70 against Army while having the ball for less than 18 minutes. You're top 10 in the country at just under 43 points per game. And to that point, like you've said that, yeah, we run the triple option, but we do so, quote, from sexier formations. I understand why you're doing this right now because you just said so. But when did you first start to develop that approach and that thinking?
Well, a lot of the credit goes to our offensive coordinator, Warren Ruggiero. Warren and I have worked together for 13 straight years. And we did a little bit of this stuff at Bowling Green. And then when we first got to the ACC in Wake Forest, quite honestly, some of that stuff didn't work when you had to block defensive lines like Clemson and Florida State and NC State, and Louisville had some really good defensive lines, and BC and Syracuse. And so we had to adapt. We couldn't just say, well, we're going to keep doing the same thing and hopefully get better players. We had to figure out a system that maximized the ability of our players. And instead of saying, trying to coach around what they couldn't do, let's maximize what they can do. And so, for instance, our RPO system allows us to play with a smaller slot receiver. So we had a little guy, Greg Dortch, who nobody else wanted because he couldn't block people. So we ran a system that he didn't have to block. And instead of controlling for the linebacker by blocking him, the RPO system allows us to control for the linebacker that if he's covering Greg, we'll hand the ball off and he's going to jump in and play the run, we'd throw it to Greg. And so because of that, we've had really productive receivers, and it's a system of offense that players fit into that maybe other people don't want because they're 10 pounds light or an inch shorter or whatever.
Hmm. Dave Clawson joining us. I understand that you've got one of the great opportunities ever in front of you this week for you, the staff, the players, the program. I understand that. You're locked in on that. That's your thing. I'm kind of curious, Dave, if you could take just 1 second and maybe take a step back. When you look at that crazy, crazy coaching carousel that's spinning right now, and you see guys leaving programs that guys just don't ever leave. You don't leave Oklahoma. You don't leave Notre Dame. Do you just have a general thought about how insane and how crazy the business has become and some of the things that are happening right now, just generally speaking?
Yeah, I think the system is broke. And the adults in the room who run it need to fix it. And it used to be that you recruited for the season and that the football season was the focus and the student athletes in your program were the focus. And somehow we got it reversed and we moved up the signing date. And now everybody wants to fire people in October and November and get their coach hired so they can recruit guys in 2 weeks and get them signed by the 15th or they miss a whole cycle. And now you have coaches whose teams could be in the college football playoffs that aren't with their team. You have coaches that have led their team to 10-win seasons and going to great bowl games that are taking themselves and their whole staff with them. And I'm not critical of the moves that are being made. To me, when the signing date was in February, you could make these hirings and these decisions in late December or even early January and still have a chance to sign a class. So everything now is geared around recruiting, and that's not fair to the student athletes. We ask them to make so many sacrifices and so many commitments and to eliminate distractions and focus on the season. And you know, now you have coaches leaving and there's still games to be played. And you know, I'm not holier than thou, Jim. I did the same thing. You know, we won a championship at Bowling Green, and 2 days later, I was being introduced at Wake Forest. And really, it was, do you want the job? Yes. Well, you got to take it now. And I didn't coach our team in the bowl game. So, you know, I'm a hypocrite with this. I'm not better than the next person. It's just, it's broken. And I really think this all started with moving the signing date to December. And I think it would be better for everybody and better for the student athletes and programs. You know, let's push it back so that all these coaching moves can happen after the bowl games and people don't feel like they're losing a whole recruiting cycle.
I appreciate you. I appreciate that response. Dave Clawson is my guest. Before you go, Dave, you are facing Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game. When you break them down on film, what are the aspects that maybe might keep you up at night? What do they do well?
Everything. I mean, their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, is one of the very best quarterbacks in the country. They have an excellent offensive line. Jordan Addison is probably the best receiver we've faced all year. Pat Narduzzi is always known for coaching aggressive defenses from his days at Michigan State, and this year's Pitt team is no different. If you're going to play in a championship game, you're going to play against a great football team. You don't get a record of 10-2 like Pitt has unless you do a lot of things well. So they're athletic, well-coached. They've won 10 games, and they have players who play hard and play smart. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
That really is a great conversation right there. Wake Forest is 10-2 on the year. They're number 16 in the college football rankings and a tremendous opportunity in front of them. It is the ACC championship game, Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Dave Clawson, my guest. Dave, I know it's a really busy week. You got a lot on your plate. I appreciate you making time to join us once again on the program. Thanks so much for that, and good luck this weekend.
Well, thank you, and once again, it's always an honor to be on your show, Jim.
I appreciate the association, Coach. Great to have you on the show. It's an honor to have you on the show. Dave Clawson joining us. That's a really, really thoughtful interview. Really good conversation. Your thoughts on that? I love that matchup. Wake Forest and Pittsburgh, Saturday, ACC championship game. And I do appreciate it, Coach, the week of a conference title game, making time to come on. Not only making time to come on, but locking in and doing that thoughtful interview. Really good stuff. Phone lines are jamming up, which must mean people are pissed. Why do I say that? It's beef day. It's all right. Listen, I don't think you want to walk around all day long, every single day, beefing. It's not a good way to go through life. But the reason we do it, and we do it once a week, is so you can blow off a little steam. Just get it out there. Get your beef out there, get it off your chest, blow off some steam, you'll feel better, and then you can reset yourself and get back on the path.